A proposed law in India could hinder mission organizations. A mushrooming project helps a church plant in Moldova. And a faith-based HIV prevention program is working in Africa. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. India's Foreign Contributions Regulation Bill could seriously hinder the work of thousands of development mission groups. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Don Chapman.
Part of the motivation for this bill, besides trying to restrict funding for terrorist organizations, is to stop funding coming into the country that serves Christian ministries and organizations. Some believe it could have a devastating impact on Christian work in India today.
The amendment discourages long-term projects. The bill may come up for discussion again later this month. Chapman urges prayer.
We don't know how long the window will remain open. Lord willing, it can remain open for many more years to come, but there are very powerful groups at work, and there's legislation at work to stifle this effort. And part of the reason groups are very active in trying to slow the spread of the gospel down is because the people of India are very responsive.
Next, recent persecution in India resulted in one death and many injuries. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that last week a youth mob killed a man in his home. And elsewhere, three men were injured by Hindu militants while showing the Jesus film. And a couple was beaten by villagers after declaring their Christianity. Please pray for healing for the injured and that Christians would not lose heart. Also pray that their persecutors would come to repentance and receive Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Farms International's Nathan McLaughlin says they've expanded into Eastern Europe. About a year and a half ago, Farms partnered with an active church planting ministry in Moldova. They're helping one church plant with a mushroom farm to get it self-supporting.
There's a group of three families that have renovated the lower level of a vacant building, and with about $1,000, some hay and garbage bags, they've created a business that employs a few dozen people, kind of from production to final sale in the market.
Aside from helping the church, says McLaughlin, the project serves as witness to their faith.
One strain on the family that exists is you'll have the mother or father that's often forced to leave the family to try and find work and hopefully send money back to families. And the Farms Project in Moldova, the biggest testimony that we hear is it's allowing families to stay together. And it's really become a tremendous witness in the different cities that we're working in. We're looking forward to more expansion as we take a firmer root in Moldova.
Next, in Africa, half of all the new HIV infections are in youth between the ages of 15 and 25. Reach for Life is a faith-based 40-week prevention program supported by World Hope International. It's in five African countries and based on the New Testament. Reach for Life's Megan Niga Fortune Clark says,
it introduces youth to the person of Jesus and his mission, and then also talks about issues that youth are dealing with.
While people were less receptive to similar programs, response to this has been overwhelming. Current research is measuring the program's impact, and Niga Fortune Clark says Christians are seeing the difference.
Often the church and other religious communities are afraid to talk about HIV and AIDS, particularly in this context. And this program is something that makes sense, especially to religious leaders, because they see that youth are being discipled and they see the Bible within the program. And so there's been an openness to that.
You can help by donating to a child or an entire school. Just visit our website. And Life Water International is launching Significant Sacrifice on February 21st. By giving up a favorite beverage or food item for the 40 weekdays before Easter, participants can donate the money that would have otherwise been spent to meet a critical need. With it, Life Water helps people access safe water and sanitation. Last year, the money raised from Significant Sacrifice provided 3,000 people with safe water sources. Go to our website if you want to help. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features praise and worship for today's church. Songs like Enough or How Great Is Our God and 13 others. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.